The two agents were lowered into the hole by ropes and into the depths of the ruined shrine. As they slowly descended, the agents had far too much time to reflect on their situation.
We faced some horrible deaths together, but I've gotta say, this is the most horrible.
Could be worse.
How the devil could it be worse?
Our spirits could live on in the serpent, replaying our lives over and over for its amusement as we're digested forever.
Oh, great. Are we sure that's not going to happen?
Or hasn't happened already?
Stuck with you and about to be killed does have a familiar ring to it.
There are things we know that this monster and Maneiris must not learn.
Can you set us both on fire so there's nothing left for it to eat?
Way ahead of you.
Sounds painful, though.
Maybe we should focus on not being eaten in the first place.
Right.
But the growing darkness of the miasma around them seemed to consume all hope of survival. When the agents finally hit the bottom, a strange light grew from the walls. The ropes that had lowered them were thrown down after them, and the stone was rolled back.
First, we'll get out of these bonds.
Working on it!
Samuel looked about at the glowing walls of the large circular underground chamber they were now in.
I know I've been laughing at the idea, but this Atlantean technique seems like something that mortal beings from another world among the stars who came to Earth would use.
You've just been dying to say that, haven't you?
Dying to say? That's an unfortunately apt choice of words.
Samuel peered uneasily down the tunnels that extended from the room in several directions.
But I disagree. Human beings have been ingenious in the past and will be ingenious again. No need to bring other mortal beings into it.
We can resume this debate later.
He was distracted by the sounds he was hearing. At the center of the circular chamber was a hexagonal room. Light poured out of its small windows like from a lantern. Clear glass like nothing they'd ever seen filled these small windows. Through the glass, they saw that the room was full of some combination of techni and occult devices. The magic of the room blazed bright in Samuel's uncanny sight.
If we could get in there, we could stop this.
When Myrna scratched at it with one of her fastening plumes, it left no mark. A discerning glance at Samuel's knuckles would show that he had learned the iron fist technique during his martial training. He gave the window a hard punch. Nothing.
If that were ordinary glass or even ordinary metal, it should show some mark. Might as well be adamant.
Ernaz was studying the inside of the hexagon.
This combination of techni and magic, while it's unlikely to be from star travelers, but it might connect to another plane of reality.
Samuel touched her arm.
Shh! What's that?